Hello friends, welcome to Viz School. We are on chapter 7. In the previous chapters, we understood about what is a foreign exchange, the foreign rate, foreign exchange rates, the foreign exchange markets, how the rates move, how the rates are determined, and in the previous chapter, we also saw about the forward rates. Now we are all set for dealing in foreign exchange transactions, but we have to look at from the bank's point of view, who are the authorized dealers in foreign exchange. No bank can afford to keep currencies of all the countries. No bank can afford to keep huge stock of currencies. So how does the transaction gets affected whenever an exporter receives foreign currency or an importer has to make the payment for the imports? Friends, all these are happening through different types of foreign exchange accounts. And that is what exactly we are going to learn in this chapter. We are going to understand the different types of accounts as well as which party opens what type of account and what is the significance of each account. So the learning objective of this chapter is going to be to understand the different types of foreign exchange accounts. We'll also describe how to open the different types of accounts and how much interest the bank earns on the foreign currency that is kept into such accounts. So the first thing, what is the need of foreign exchange accounts? Bank maintains the bank accounts with their own foreign branches. That is the first option. But when there is no branch of its own, then the bank needs to open with other banks, and such other banks are called as the correspondent banks. So when we talk about the arrangements for the payments, bank do have such payment arrangements, having accounts with either its own branches or with the correspondent bank. For what purpose? Number one, to pay or receive foreign currency. Pay, especially when there are imports done on behalf of the Indian customers. Receive, especially when there are the exports, proceeds to be received on behalf of Indian customers. Likewise, it can be payment for outward remittance, it can be received for inward remittance. It avoids keeping of large amount of foreign currencies at branches because the transactions can smoothly happen with simple debit or credit to the accounts, and to make remittances into and payments out of the account. So these are the basic reasons why a foreign exchange accounts are maintained. One important reason is to avoid keeping large amounts of physical currencies. Another important, to book transactions through the accounts basis on purpose. It can be a debit or a credit transaction. Now when we talk about what are the different types of accounts to be opened, primarily, the Nostro account, the Vostro account, and the Loro account. These are the three types of accounts to be opened. And one needs to understand the purpose, who opens the account, and what is the interest they get it. So let's first consider the Nostro account. A Nostro account is maintained by a bank with its overseas branch correspondent for settlement of foreign currency. A Nostro account is an account maintained by a bank with another bank overseas in a foreign currency. For example, a US dollar account maintained in USA at the Bank of New York by a Bank of Kunur in India will be the Bank of Kunur or Nostro account, which means my account with you. Now, who are the two parties involved here? Number one is the Indian bank. What does an Indian bank do? It opens an account with a US bank. In which currency? In the currency of the US. And that's the reason this US dollar account opened with a US bank by an Indian bank becomes a Nostro account for an Indian bank. And this Nostro account will be called as my account with you. And what is the modus operandi? The modus operandi is for import and export transactions. What is the purpose? The purpose is the Indian bank can have a clear view of what are the US dollars that are actually credited or debited with the US bank, especially for making the payments in US dollars. So this is the basic purpose of a Nostro account. Nostro account in the foreign centers are basically open to settle the foreign currency transactions like import, export, remittances, etc. As we have seen in our previous chapters, no person can deal in foreign exchange on its own, neither an importer nor an exporter, nor a person who wants to remit into India or a person who wants to remit foreign currency outside India. And for that reason, you have to go through a proper channel, and this proper channel is the authorized dealer. And how do the authorized dealer maintain the accounting? They maintain an account with accounts like the Nostro account. In this case, we'll also discuss about the Vostro and the Loro account in the subsequent slides. For example, if exports are made from India and the bill is routed through a particular bank, now what is going to happen in export? In exports, the proceeds, the foreign currency, are going to come in India through a foreign bank. The proceeds of the export bill upon payment will be credited to the bank's Nostro account, and based on this credit, the Indian bank will actually pull out the credit and hand it over to the Indian exporter. So this is how a Nostro account is going to be actually utilized for the proceeds that are going to be actually put into the account for the benefit of an Indian exporter. The next question comes, why Nostro account? The exporter gets paid through his bank in India. As we have seen before, no person can directly deal with foreign currency. They have to route their transactions through the authorized dealer, and hence an exporter needs to get his proceeds of exports through his bank, and this bank has a tie-up either through its own branch or through a correspondent bank in a foreign country where the exports have been sent, and that's how the importer will remit the money through his bank, and this foreign country bank will put the proceeds into the Nostro account of the Indian bank, and that's how the exporter will get the money through his Indian bank. This is done on the basis of the payment advice received by the bank in India from its overseas branch or correspondent bank. So once this amount is credited in the Nostro account, automatically the Indian bank gets an advice basis on which the Indian bank is absolutely clear as to that proceeds are because of which type of export, and based on the exporter who has actually done the export will actually provide this proceeds to the exporter. Now what happens in case of imports? When the payment of an importer bill is to be made, the importer makes a payment in local currency to his bank. Now likewise, the importer cannot directly remit the money. It has to go through the bank. His bank in turn instructs his overseas branch or the correspondents to pay the exporter or the seller by debiting its Nostro account. So the Nostro account debit is actually sent by an advice to the exporter bank in the foreign country. Based on that, the foreign country bank will get the advice, and based on that advice will pay to its exporter on behalf of the importer from India. So this is how the proceeds for the exports and imports are actually made with the help of a Nostro account. Now the next important question is, how much interest is earned on the Nostro accounts? Friends, when you have to note this important point, each bank has to maintain balance with the correspondent in line with the business requirements. Just like we have a checking account or a current account, most of the banks don't pay any interest. Similarly, in this case also, the bank is not only deprived of the use of funds, but in countries like India gets criticized by central banks for having maintained surplus balance for one simple reason: there is no interest paid on the balances in the Nostro account. Any amount kept in excess of the business requirement is an investment which bank does not earn, and hence this becomes a very negative aspect. Unutilized funds lying into foreign bank, and for which the bank will not only have an opportunity cost, negative opportunity cost, but it can also get criticized by the central bank for actually not utilizing its foreign currency properly. And hence, one has to very clearly note there is no interest paid on the Nostro accounts, and hence the balances that are in the Nostro account should be need-based, should be as per the business requirements. Now, even though there is no interest that is paid on the balance in the Nostro accounts, what happens if there is insufficient balance? Will the bank have to pay any interest? Of course, if the account gets debited, it gets overdrawn, and there will be an overdraft interest. You can't just pass away from this. The bank who has overdrawn will have to pay overdraft interest. If the balance maintenance falls short of the commands, the account gets overdrawn, and when the account gets overdrawn, it becomes a very big issue of integrity. Bank faces the risk of their bankers not honoring the instrument's authority to debit, and it not only has to lose the reputation but also has to pay the interest. And in both situations, when the account shows either excess balance or is overdrawn, both are bad situation. It is a example of mismanagement of foreign exchange resources. Now, having seen the utility of a Nostro account both for making payments as well as receiving payments, this is purely done on the basis of advices that are provided by the concerned banks. These interbank transactions reconciliations becomes very important because these transactions are of high value. If the reconciliation of these transactions are not done on a timely basis, it can give rise to fraud. It can give rise to huge losses to the bank because of some wrong or fraud transaction that might have got originated through the Nostro accounts. The responsibility of reconciling the Nostro accounts lies with the reconciliation department of each bank who maintains the Nostro accounts. The reconciliation department should ensure that all the incoming and outgoing payments are actually received and paid on the correct value dates. We have seen the importance of the value dates in the previous chapter. Even one day and the amount, such huge amount, can make a substantial difference to the profitability of the bank. The unmatched items should be investigated and follow-up action taken to trace any missing funds or delay in the payments of receipts. In today's scenario, banks are having dedicated communication channels, the hotlines, and beautiful integrated platforms. And the banks also have beautiful different types of treasury departments, having the front office, back office, and the mid-size treasury offices. So each department has having a beautiful integration and see the positions every day. And the reconciliation department has to take special care to match all the unmatched items and trace the missing funds and delay in payments and ensure that all this gets sorted out within time. Any exceptions noted should be brought to the notice of the concerned officials for immediate and necessary action. So friends, having understood about the Nostro account, now let us look at the Vostro account. What does a Vostro account mean? A Vostro account is an account maintained in local currency by a correspondent overseas with the bank. Remember, in the previous case, in the Nostro account was opened by an Indian bank with its foreign branch or a correspondent bank. This is exactly the opposite. A Nostro account was opened in foreign currency, whereas a Vostro account is maintained in local currency by a correspondent overseas with the bank. Let's understand this with an example. If a Bank of New York maintains a rupee account with, say, Bank of Kunur in India, the Bank of New York's account will be termed by the Bank of Kunur as a Vostro account, means your account with us. It is actually an account maintained by a foreign bank with the Indian bank. And the basic purpose also remains the same like a Nostro account, specifically for tracking their transactions. Just like an Indian bank utilizes the Nostro account for understanding the debits and credits on behalf of its importers and exporters, the foreign bank will also have a track about the actual transactions happening in local currency while making the debits and the credits, and these debits and the credits will be actually reflected into the Vostro account, as specifically when it comes to the local currency. So both Vostro and the Nostro accounts have their own purpose. But then what is the Loro account? When we talk about Nostro and Vostro, it's the direct connection between the actual resident bank and the foreign bank. But when there is a third bank involved into this transaction, we have a Loro account. So a third bank's account is referred to as Loro account, dad's account. Let us understand this with a simple example. Say Bank of Thrissur maintains an account with Bank of Kunur. Bank of Thrissur does not have a direct connection with a correspondent bank, that is Bank of New York. However, Bank of Kunur does have. So the Bank of New York and the Bank of Kunur would refer to the Bank of Thrissur's account with the Bank of Kunur as a Loro account. So the purpose once again remains the same. Purpose is to track the foreign exchange transactions, whether it is for debit or credit. So these are the three main types of accounts that are maintained by banks for tracking the foreign exchange transactions. The first one is the Nostro account, the second one was the Vostro account, and the current which we are seeing on the slide is the Loro account. Yet another account we are having, but this is a mirror account. What does a mirror account means? Account bank keeps abroad must be reflected in the local banks in local currency. Like when a Nostro account is kept in a foreign currency, a similar account will be kept in India in the local currency, and it will give you both the foreign currency and the local currency, and such type of accounts will be called as the mirror account. A mirror account is the reflection of the Nostro account maintained in local currency and in foreign currency. So this gives the bank a clear picture as to the balances in the Nostro account in both the local currency and the foreign currency. So friends, with this, we have reached the conclusion of this chapter. Banks issue or make payments by keeping foreign currency accounts with their branches in those countries or with the correspondent banks, simply because you can't afford to keep huge balances of foreign currency, whether in India or in foreign country. An account maintained with another bank is known as a Nostro account. This is specifically maintained in foreign currency, whereas an account maintained by correspondent bank or branch of the bank in the local currency is termed as a Vostro account. And the third bank's account is referred to as a Loro account. A reflection of both the local and the foreign currency for an Indian bank is coming in a mirror account. So these are the main types of accounts we discuss in this chapter. And in the next chapters, we are going to learn more important details about foreign exchange management. Thank you so much.